Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to the 527th episode of the Sales Podcast. I'm Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, your host, diving back into the Sales Whisperer way. We begin with striving to collect aluminum cans. It's 5:25 a.m. Saturday morning, and I'm at my MacBook typing away, which is not unusual. What's unusual is what is on my mind this morning because of my dream last night. In this dream, I came home, and a friend of ours was visiting with my wife in the kitchen. Our friend had one of those grocery store plastic bags, and she was gathering our empty aluminum cans. This hit me rather hard in my dream. Here's this elegant woman I know from church, and times are so hard she's collecting our aluminum cans for extra money. It was such a shock because I thought she and her husband were doing fine. Obviously, looks can be deceiving. Then a few things dawned on me, besides the morning sun. I was mad that they let things go for so long that they had to resort to collecting cans to make ends meet. I was happy that they were rolling up their sleeves to do what they had to do to make ends meet. I was honored that they were willing to let their hair down and come to my wife and me to help them reach their goals. In my blurry, harried, adventurous 48-plus years, I've stepped in more than my fair share of heaping, steaming piles of dung, many of which I created on my own. I've made and lost a lot of money and friends along the way. I've lost more sleep than a mother nursing a newborn, and I've done the happy dance at some of the deals I have structured and the resulting checks, some so big I almost blush thinking about them. Through it all, I have found a few constants in my life that give me the courage to hop out of bed each day and produce. One, the love of my family. My wife, my parents, my sister, my cousins are all happy to see me, whether I'm rolling up in my BMW or my old minivan with a transmission that leaks on their driveway. Number two, the support of my friends. Going through tough times helps you learn who your friends are, and they too are just happy to see you. Some have even literally given me the shirt off of their backs. But those are stories best told bellied up to a bar with a cold drink in our hands. Number three, the love of God. He does not change, nor does his love. Being a father of seven, I now understand the story of the prodigal son. My oldest two are boys, and they do some boneheaded things from time to time. Even though they can get under my skin, my love for them only grows. While I may not be happy with their particular course of action at any given moment, I still love them, and regardless of what they do, if they sincerely apologize and seek to make amends for their transgressions, they are welcome back. All right, more on tough love in another chapter. Number four, the inevitable success of motion over meditation. There are days and sometimes weeks when I feel like I'm not getting anything done, when I feel like I'm wasting time or chasing a pipe dream, or I've bitten off more than I can chew. There are times when I've missed my goal or fallen behind on a project and I feel like crawling back into bed and saying, to hell with it all, what's the point? Then it happens. A small victory appears. A prospect from 6 months ago calls out of the blue and says, we're ready to buy. Then it happens again. A client calls you with a huge referral that closes immediately. Then it happens yet again. A prime office space that's twice the size and half the rent opens up, enabling you to expand and grow at no extra expense. In football, they teach running backs to keep their legs and feet moving because good things happen when you have the ball and you're moving straight ahead, eyes on the goal, teeth clenched, pummeling your opponent, determined to cross the finish line, no matter how many times you get knocked down. Sometimes you're tackled, but you only need one good run out of four in football to be a success. Besides, it's those steady, consistent runs up the middle for 1 and 2 and 3 yard gains that wear down the defense, which makes the 75-yard run for the win possible. And that 75-yard run is all they'll show on ESPN. So keep moving. Today, celebrate your family, your friends, and the love of God, and commit to taking massive, consistent action to surpass your goals and live your dreams. When's the last time you called an old friend just to say hi? or hung out with your family doing whatever they wanted, or went to church. Go do them all now. The next chapter will wait for you. After you've done all of the above, and you think you need some help with your business, like Sally did, you know how to find me. The power of S. The only real security that a man can have in this world is a reserve of knowledge, experience, and ability. Henry Ford. If you were arrested on charges of being a 21st century marketer, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Can your prospective clients find you easily? Do you provide resources to educate and disqualify the tire kickers and attract the best prospects to you? For example, the poster child for the smoking, cratering disaster formerly known as the real estate bubble is California. The house we rented from December 2004 to February 2010 went from $189 per square foot to $66 at auction. Ouch. However, investors with cash have never stopped scooping up properties like their giant Tootsie Rolls falling out of a huge mortgage pinata in the sky. That proves there is always money out there, but you need to shift your marketing and attitude to correspond with the realities of the marketplace to get your unfair share of the shifting real estate pie. How are realtors adapting to this shifting market? Turning to Google, I did a simple search for short sale realtors and discovered a mere 9,040,000 results. Since I didn't have the time to sort through 9 million results, I narrowed my search to San Diego short sale experts with an S. This helped. 611,000 results, but still too many for anyone besides a government employee to weed through. Because I don't need an army of experts, I chopped the S off of my search and did an exact phrase search for San Diego short sale expert. By removing that one little letter, realtors specializing in short sales in the San Diego area have an 85% better chance of being found, 76,400 versus 499,000 results. In reality, though, 75,399 competitors are still too many, but these two little tips, learned and applied in under 5 minutes, will give you a 99.8% better chance to beat your competition. Think you can discover, learn, and execute with precision the 100 or 1,000 other little tips like this you need to grow on your own? How large is your reserve of knowledge, experience, and ability? It's only lonely at the top if you choose to be alone. To grow quickly, seek the counsel of experts. Surround yourself with knowledgeable, experienced, able professionals, and you'll always be at the top, which means you'll never be lonely. Hey, sidebar. It's the details that matter. In the Sell More of Everything community, I cover every component of the sale, from cold calls to voicemails to befriending assistants and receptionists to setting firm appointments. We also get into building the correct multi-step, multimedia sales, marketing, and nurturing campaigns for your business that run both before and after the sale. This is where attention to detail comes into play. You see, most businesses and salespeople say things like, "We've helped a lot of people in a lot of ways for a lot of years, which is why you should call us and give us all of your money." How convincing is that compared to, "In the last 10 and a half years, I've helped 2,355 business owners in 28 countries increase inbound leads an average of 303% within 90 days without adding additional staff." Get more details and specifics from your clients, then use that information in your marketing. If you do that, I guarantee you'll quickly turn S's into dollars. So check it out, sellmoreofeverything.com. Clowns aren't the best jugglers. Entrepreneur, noun. Etymology, French, from Old French, from entreprendre. I don't know if I said that right. To undertake. One who organizes, manages, and assumes the risks of a business or enterprise. Now, this is according to Merriam-Webster. Juggling clowns are exactly like entrepreneurs, with one teeny tiny exception. Jugglers train rigorously, arduously, and in a focused manner for years to perfect the trade before jumping on stage. We entrepreneurs, afflicted by restless mind syndrome, which is brought on by being subjected to bosses who can't sell, but are given divisions and even entire companies to run. Getting laid off 3 times in 2 years, twice on your birthday, and 5 times in 5 years. Being forced to sell a product that is not ready, or else. The threat from the boss that can't spell. Verbal abuse from the boss that can't sell. Being forced to travel on Mother's Day and Valentine's Day and skip an annual retreat all in the same year. Just hop right in and start your own ventures, because we get fed up with the inefficiencies, the lack of respect, the lure of more money and control over our lives. More times than not, we're not really prepared for life and business on our own. This happens because entrepreneurs are doers. We don't read the manuals. That's what managers and technicians are for. We get things done, or at least we get them started. We're the dreamers, the big picture people, the visionaries. Then we quickly become the losers of sleep and the anxious as we realize how many things must be managed, maintained, and massaged just to get the business going, let alone growing. We soon find ourselves wishing we had read the owner's manual, but how to succeed at entrepreneurship, the starter's guide, hasn't been written. So it's trial by fire. Sure, there are nice people in the government that want to help, but then overhelp. The SBA website has a small business planner section with a 4-step, 31-part, 522-section guide on their homepage to help you manage your business from start to finish. I wish I was kidding. Heck, I made it through 5 years of college and 2 degrees without reading and writing as many reports as the SBA recommends. But wait, there's more. To show you just how thorough the good old SBA is, they'll help you fail. If I'm lying, I'm dying. According to Step 4, Part 30, they help you file for bankruptcy. How's that for thorough help? How can you plan for success and failure at the same time? You and I both know the typical dreamer, go-to gal, doer, mover, shaker, producer is not ever, not once, going to even visit the SBA website, let alone read all the way down to Step 4 with its 31 glorious parts. And we sure as heck aren't going to write an 87-page business plan with 178 footnotes, 45 charts, a table of contents, and an appendix, along with a 5-year earnings projection and ROI calculations. How close are all those forecasts and those business plans created back in 2008? Nope, we just jump right in and figure it out as we go. Soon we discover that the road to the top, or right under a bus, is determined by the way we manage 3 key lists. To do, still to do, when will it ever get done? So we juggle on a tightrope without a net in front of a live studio audience all day, every day, until we do figure it out. Congratulations on possessing the spirit that made this country great. And know that you are not alone. Know that failure is not a person, it is an event. Know that now is the time to do what your competition is either unwilling or unable to do. And it will pay off for you sooner rather than later. Know that you deserve success and you deserve the best. Know that making money is not dirty or evil, nor is it anything to be ashamed of. Know that God really and truly only gives you what you can handle. And know that you did make a decision to drain the swamp. And we all know that alligators live in swamps. So don't be surprised when you're up to your neck in alligators. That's when you'll know it's time to make some boots, belts, and purses, then pull out the deep fryer, because fried alligator, when done right, really does taste like chicken. While Keith may not cook up much alligator here in SoCal, he has cooked up the winning formula for growing his sales. We've had the busiest March since we started our business over 20 years ago. Tuesday of this week, we had to park cars on the public street because I didn't have any room on our lot. I just finished measuring our gross sales March 1st to the 27th. Our sales are up 27% over the previous year. We could point to many reasons for this: a slightly improved economy, better consumer confidence, etc. But I can tell you a growing number of first-time customers have come in telling me they found our shop by searching the internet. Since I haven't done much on my end to increase our internet exposure, I must give the credit to Wes at the Sales Whisperer. Thanks, Wes, for doing such a great job. Keith Green, owner, Old Town Tire and Service. Social anti-profit media. I closed my Facebook account, and it was a glorious time. Like many, I got caught up in the social media whirlwind and let it consume me rather than serve me. So I converted my profile to a page and merged it with my existing page for the Sales Whisperer and enjoyed the silence. I didn't know how often people were screaming, "Where are you?" into the social media void I had created. People were freaking out. They thought I was hurt or sick or didn't like them or was angry with them. In reality, I was angry with a few friends that are too out there in their zealotry for how we should eat, vote, raise our kids, etc. So I've kept them hidden from my life. But during that time of no Facebook, I was amazed at how addicted I had become to checking my social media accounts and how productive I could be without it. Sure, there are some benefits to being active on social media. I do interact with a couple of great groups for sales and marketing, and I do get some good feedback from those that like my page, but come on, man. For most of us, social media is a drug. It's a distraction, a way to see if old lovers still look good or have let themselves go, to talk smack about politics or sports, to stay in touch with family and friends in faraway places, to do anything but work. Hence the name social media. It's a place to be social, and more antisocial, actually. There's a time and place to be social. It's just not while you're working. If your business success depends on your efficiency and leadership, cut back on the time you spend on social media and watch your profits and income soar. Don't worry, invitations to play Candy Crush, I can't believe that's still a thing, and to connect with high school sweethearts, and to read celebrity gossip and see pictures of dogs and cats and babies wearing sunglasses, and to connect with @no_real_life is going to have a cheese sandwich and take a nap while I'll be there patiently awaiting your less frequent check-in. Social media and social marketing may help you grow. However, like any new medium and skill, there are tips, tricks, techniques, and tools that must be mastered if you are to control it. Otherwise, it will consume and control you, either through wasting time trying to figure it out on your own or by losing to those that already have or to those that have the wisdom and self-control to focus their energies elsewhere on ventures that provide a better proven ROI. Is your goal to be social or to be profitable? You are practical, patient, no nonsense, and have an amazing ability to get to the heart of the matter. In developing a strategy for building my audience, we didn't have a clue about what we were doing.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
As a direct result of working with Wes, I began to see what pieces of my marketing strategy needed to be put into place, and most importantly, in what order. I'd been trying to follow the advice of a lot of online marketers, but I was driving myself crazy implementing things that, for which I simply wasn't prepared to follow through. We recommend you to anyone who is serious about building a solid foundation for their business. That's my friend Sally Rubin, Park Rubin Media up in San Francisco. You need some help? Hit me up. Go to thesaleswhisper.com, go to the contact us, and I'll see if I can help you. Or, as I've mentioned already, join the Sell More of Everything group, and I'll help you there. Sellmoreofeverything.com. Superiority. In the Gospel of John, we're told that the truth will set us free. Today, the truth is setting many weak businesses run by good people and good businesses run by weak people free of running their businesses at all. The truth behind the truth is that consumers vote with their wallets, and as they become more discerning with their spending, superior marketers are rewarded with a larger share of that walleted vote. Being a superior doer of what you do is not enough. To be a superior marketer, you must be comfortable thinking of yourself, your product, and your service as worthy of superior pricing. And then you must be comfortable telling the world this fact. This is harder than it sounds because over a generation we have been force-fed such drivel and nonsense as outcome-based education and non-competitive sporting leagues where they don't keep score. In May of 2009, I attended a game in Chicago played by the young daughter of a USAFA classmate of mine, and the parents were not allowed to cheer. I kid you not. They didn't want to create too much pressure or hostility with exuberant applause and support. You can't make this stuff up. But the marketplace keeps score. Your prospects keep score. Your clients keep score. But Wes, how do I become a tutor of my own horn? How do I become comfortable developing and sending superior marketing that sets me apart from the competition, that builds value in the mind of my prospect, and gives me the right to charge premium pricing while my competition grovels for crumbs and negotiates on such erudite items as free shipping and engraving? Several ways. Number one, retain someone that has superior knowledge or expertise in a particular field in which you need to improve. Outsource your weaknesses. Be open to review by your peers and ignore the fence sitters, the bystanders, and the peanut gallery that only live to critique the producers. Number three, find someone that has produced superior results of their own and are still doing it. I say still doing it because our marketplace, nation, and world have changed dramatically since 2008 and are still changing before our very eyes. Marketing and sales tools and techniques that made money in 2007 may be poo-poo today. Seek out devil's advocates. If your idea or program can't stand up to a little scrutiny by a fellow expert with a different viewpoint, how tough are you? And how good is your plan? Really. Tough times call for tough people taking tough action. Now sit up straight and take it like a pro. Remember, it's just business, and iron sharpens iron. Listen to well-meaning friends and family if they have no agenda, no axe to grind, and are close to the ideal profile of your prospects. Otherwise, ignore their advice. You can choose to toot your own horn. You can choose to develop yourself. You can choose to celebrate and embrace your superiority. You can choose to make more money in any economy. The choice is yours, but choose you must. Remember, life is good. It's gooder when you're selling. 11 things we can all agree on at Thanksgiving. Enjoy this Thanksgiving blog post from 2012. It's funny any time of year. After that, please squeeze a loved one tight, eat a little extra dessert, hang out an additional 15 minutes with your sweetie, tickle a baby's neck, and chuckle while they giggle. And you'll know there's a lot to be thankful for all year long. Happy living. After this extended, acrimonious election cycle, isn't it great to know there are things we can all agree on at Thanksgiving? Number one, those little turkeys our kids make out of pine cones at school are still cool. So are the turkeys they make out of paper plates. Number two, speaking of paper plates, kids under 18 should only eat Thanksgiving off of paper plates with those little plastic support thingies under them. Number three, it's okay to let Fido eat people food this one day, and baby can eat dog food too. Number four, joggers that run on Thanksgiving Day are just showing off. Number five, grandpa will fall asleep on the couch. Grandma probably will too. Number six, the TV cannot get loud enough for Grandpa, and closed captions don't help because he can't see that far. Number seven, the kids will want to play in the same room the family is watching the game. Number eight, we all have a relative that requires us to put the good scotch in a hidden location. Number nine, someone will spill something on something else you wish they hadn't. Number 10, you'll be told the next day that one of your visitors has a fever and is throwing up. Number 11, the day will go by too fast. Happy Thanksgiving from the Sales Whisperer family to yours. We have a lot to be thankful for. May God bless you, your family, and the United States of America. The $250,000 script. Cue the whiny, tiny violin music. A script? Wes, I can't follow a script. It doesn't feel natural. I know what I'm doing. I don't want to come across as salesy or cheesy or pushy. I've been in this business since Burger King was just a prince. Besides, only rookies need scripts. Can you hear the music? This is where Lassie gets shot. What if you could grow your bottom line by $250,000 by following a short, simple, natural script or two that would take maybe 30 minutes to learn? Can you hear the music? This is when help is on the way and you realize Lassie is going to live. In 2009, I received a call from a gentleman 3 time zones away asking if I could help him grow his family's preschool. After some in-depth discussions over about a month, we reached an agreement to work together for at least 90 days on a host of issues to grow their business. In a nutshell, we converted their website to WordPress so they could update it easily, created a great free report for lead capture, installed a web form to automate the correspondence with new leads, created a follow-up sequence for new leads, gathered about 10 video testimonials we put on YouTube and embedded on their site to help drive traffic and give visitors a warm and fuzzy, optimized their site's SEO to help them appear in search engines for their keywords, and another half dozen or so little things to help prospects find and feel comfortable with the preschool. Results after the first month. The site was popping up nicely on Google. Leads were up about 150%, but revenue had not increased. Results after the second month. The site was still popping up nicely on Google. Leads were still up about 150%. Leads converted to tours were up over 200%, but revenue hadn't increased much. Results after the third month. The site was still popping up nicely on Google. Leads were still up about 150%. Leads converted to tours were up over 30%. Tours converted to new enrollments were up nearly 400%, from 9% to almost 35%. Final figures. The preschool was full after 87 days, and their bottom line revenue grew $250,000 over the subsequent 12 months. They, like most companies, didn't have a traffic problem. They had a conversion problem. The biggest change we made that contributed to their dramatic growth was scripting out the words they and their staff used when answering the phone, scheduling tours, conducting tours, securing enrollments after the tour before the prospect escaped home to think it over. Sure, it helped to have more at-bats by increasing leads, but it didn't increase their revenue. Remember, they had a conversion problem, not a traffic problem. So before you go nuts trying to grow traffic, pay attention to the words you use when you interact with your current visitors. I bet a dollar to a donut you are leaving money on the table by not focusing on what you say and how you say it to those already interested in what you offer. Once you maximize your conversions, you'll have the funds you need for all of that other fancy pants stuff you keep reading about and think you have to do. That is, if you still need it. Is that your phone ringing? What are you going to say when you answer it? Hey, sidebar. You may be thinking, there are too many potentialities, too many variables for me to be able to create a script for every engagement and interaction with all of my prospects. Besides, I'm good at what I do, so I'll just go with the flow. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. I thought the same thing back in my overworking, underperforming selling days, but I was young and hungry and had the time and energy to go with the flow. It was also before social media took over. High-speed wireless data reached the four corners of the globe, and bots driven by artificial intelligence started taking over our web searches, our browsing history, our communications, and even our thermostats. But despite all the changes, our human brains and how they become engaged and disengaged have not changed in thousands of years, and not even Zuckerberg can change that. You see, the busier, more distracted, more harried we get, the more important it is to follow a script. Because the people with whom we are engaging are more predictable than ever. They're unprepared for an honest, meaningful dialogue. So when you show up with intention, with purpose, with a plan that includes a proven script, you too will add $250,000 to your bottom line or more. The end. Scratch that. The beginning. The power of 1%. Selling like you did just 22 months ago won't cut it in today's environment. If you ignore that statement, you'll be worse off financially 22 months from now. Bold statement? Yes. True statement? You know deep down it is. What can you do about it? Take massive action by taking 100 tiny actions. Allow me to explain with a golf story. Between April 5th and April 8th of 2007 in Augusta, Georgia, the number one golfer in the world, Tiger Woods, was playing a pretty good game. Pretty good meant that it only took him 291 strokes to complete four rounds at the most prestigious golf course in the world. However, the winner, Zach Johnson, took only 289 strokes. So Tiger lost by a measly 2 strokes after 4 days of sweat, concentration, and effort, not counting the 4 practice days leading up to the tournament. If Tiger was just 0.687% better, he would have tied for first and forced a playoff. If he was just 1.03% better over 4 days, or 0.26% better each day, he would have won outright. Tiger would have taken home 241% more money if he was just 0.26% better each day for 4 days. Not 10% better, not 5% better, not even 1% better each day. He just had to be 1% better in total to take home an extra $763,667. So for each of his 3 missed putts or errant drives or missed greens, he lost $254,555.67. Before you start to feel too sad for Tiger, please realize he has it pretty good, because in professional golf, those that hang on and play on the weekend get paid something. Imagine if the world of sales worked that way. Wes, your computer system is almost as good as the top vendor, so we'll still pay you something because you made a good run at it. Huh? When you and I lose a bid or a contract, we get zip, zero, nada, goose eggs, nothing. The good news is you and I have at least 100 things we can improve in our business, just 1%, that will put us at the top of our game. A few of them are difficult, but together they are life-altering and could put an extra $700,000 in your pocket. If not this year, then certainly over your sales career. This constant, steady improvement is not an option. Consumers have less discretionary income today, which will continue to be the case for years to come. The buying habits of consumers have changed for a generation. You can take control of the situation by becoming diligent, demanding, and critical of every process in your business and sales cycle to squeeze every ounce of excellence out of each of them. Nothing is too small or unimportant to escape critique. Here's just a partial list of what you can improve, just 1% in your business, quite easily. Business cards. Are you using both sides of the card with a call to action? Email signature. Include links to your social media profiles and a PS to a free report to increase connections and opt-ins. Logo. Not life or death for a small business, but does it need refreshing? Does it pack a punch or sit there like soggy celery? Voicemail greeting. Are you aloof or friendly? Change it every month or even every week to inform callers about your promotions or new releases. Company literature. Is it all me, me, me? Or does it speak to the client's needs? Website. Is it a brochure website, or is it interactive with an educational component as well as a lead capture feature? You can always install pop-up software for cheap to capture leads if it's too hard to change your site. Blog. Are you creating fresh content at least once a week? Social media. Is it mastering you, or are you mastering it? SEO. Do you know what it means, or have you buried your head in the sand? Your site needs to be labeled correctly so search engines can bring hungry prospects with money to you. Why do this? In February 2013, I took in $36,268.12 with no salespeople, full-time employees, paid advertising, nor outbound calls because my SEO is solid. Testimonials, video testimonials. Are you asking for them from every client? All smartphones now create video in HD, and you can host it for free on YouTube. Visit thesaleswhisper.com/fans for examples. Promptness. Do you let your people wander into the office anytime they want, show up for meetings late, turn in sales forecasts and reports late? Lead by example and raise your level of expectation of everyone. It's not as daunting as you think to get started. In 30 days, you'll see great improvements, significant improvements. In 60 days and in 90 days, you won't recognize your own business. It all starts with you making up your mind to no longer accept good enough. Once you apply a critical eye to your business, you'll find areas to improve. Do you want a blind eye that leads to a black eye? or do you have the guts to take a fresh look at your business with eyes wide open? Here's looking at you, kid. So there you have it. As I mentioned a couple of times, if you need some help, hit me up, thesaleswhisperer.com. Go to the contact us. You'll get a link to my calendar. If you want to join the group training, check out sellmoreofeverything.com. And now there's an option for private one-on-one coaching in addition to augment the group training. So just visit the page, go to the checkout, and you'll see the options there. Thanks for listening. I'll go sell something.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.